structures known to man, where the sand blows endlessly through the gorgeous landscapes as far as the eye can see. This is Egypt, also known as the Gift of the Nile or Kemet. Hello, my name is Joshua Cameron. I am an African-American sophomore at DeSoto High School. My household deeply cherishes our culture, and I have quite a large understanding of it. I'll be more than willing to share the knowledge I've learned about this amazing country. To gain an understanding of another place is almost like living there. You get the opportunity to experience something new, but at the ease of just your fingertips. Today, I will present and show the amazing history and culture of Egypt, and explain why this country is so well known today despite its prehistoric age. Let's take a deep dive together. Egypt is a country located in Africa. It bridges both the African and Middle Eastern regions of the world. It is a democratic republic who's currently being overseen by Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. As of 2024, it has a population of about 100 million, and the capital is Cairo. Now that we're familiar and have a surface-level understanding of the country, let's get into some history. Egypt dates all the way back to 6000 BC at the earliest. By around 3000 BC, King Mantenutep I began his reign. He was later succeeded by Mantenutep II and III. Ottoman Egypt is largely considered the country's most influential period. This is when they gained many traits that are recognizable through the country's identity today, such as the primary religion and national language, being both Islam and Arabic, respectively. Let's discover some landmarks that tie in well with this nation's history. Now, when most people think of Egypt, the Great Pyramids of Giza may come to mind. They are large pyramidal structures and are some of the largest man-made buildings. Let's do a quick overview of these three pyramids. The Cheops is the largest. The Khafre is the second largest, although it might be mistaken as the largest due to its elevation. The Mykerinos is the smallest. The Cheops has a dimension of 482 feet in height and 755 in length. It was originally layered with white sheet marble, and it's now capped with real life gold. The Great Sphinx is about 20 minutes away from the pyramids if you walk. It's a statue of a lion with a human head. It symbolizes royal power and authority. There are many theories surrounding how the lion's nose got lost. Some say by erosion, others say it was because of Napoleon. Now for the most important thing of any society, the people. From holidays to celebrations, and any cultural gathering in between, the people of Egypt enjoy their occasions. Some include Sham el-Nisan, Islamic New Year, and Coptic Christmas Day. My personal favorite is the Abu Simbel Sun Festival, where locals will gather at the Abu Simbel Temple and watch the sun rise and cut through the darkness that shrouds the temple chambers. This holiday happens twice a year, on February 22nd and October 22nd. Islam is the most practiced religion in Egypt. Sunni Islam is the more practiced version of Islam. Shia is generally very similar, but 90% of the Egyptians prefer Sunni. Sunni is the much more popular branch of Islam in general, though. The people like to wear light clothes that can look a bit baggy, and enjoy densely seasoned food like lashari, which is the national food of Egypt. It is described as a comfort bowl full of lentils, chickpeas, rice, tomatoes, and onions. We've taken an amazingly in-depth overview of Egypt, a country filled to the brim with history, landmarks, and many, many, many smiling faces. A place that has successfully linked two parts of the Eastern world very gracefully. The Gift of the Nile is a truly spectacular place, and is truly a gift to anyone who encounters it. Any visit here would truly be unforgettable.